Welcome, councillors and members of staff and anybody who's watching live to the Burwood Council meeting of the 24th of August 2021. I declare the meeting opened at 2 minutes past six. I'll just start with the council prayer and just ask that you bow your head. Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I would also like to acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of this land, and pay my respect to elders both past and present. I also note that meetings of council and council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of minutes and promoting public transparency. These recordings are subject to the provisions of the Government Information Act of 2009 and are promptly made available for public review via the council website. Apologies, leave of absence. Might just get a mover to move both Raj and Joe's. Be moved by Councillor Furno Cook, seconded by Councillor Crichton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. And there's Raj, so he's joined the meeting. So that was for Councillor Joe Del Duca. Declarations of interest by councillors. I note there's no declarations of interest. Declarations of political donations. There's no declarations of political donations. Part eight just advises that we will have a recording of councillors voting on any planning decisions. I don't believe there is any in tonight's agenda. Confirmation of minutes for the previous meeting has been moved by Councillor Furno Cook, seconded by Chan.
Mr. Mayor, this is Raj here. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, there is on in a minutes of meeting on page number, there's maybe one small correction. If I could suggest you, I mean, you can tell me.
Sorry, what page?
It's the second page, sir.
Second, yeah.
Yes, and in the second page, I think third paragraph, where my name is, it's regarding, you know, it says he owns property at the location, at that location. Did you find that, sir?
Oh, yes.
So I don't own a property, I own a business. So okay, I don't know.
So he rents a property would be the correct term?
Yeah, so.
Okay. Michelle, are you okay for that to be amended?
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, thank you.
And the mover was?
I'll accept the amendment.
Councillor Ferrickle and Councillor Chan? Okay, so any speakers for, against, put the motion, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Announcement of public forum. Michelle, do we have anybody?
No, we don't.
No one speaking, okay. And has there been any written submissions? No written submissions?
No, there hasn't.
Okay. Is there anyone registered for addressing any of the public agenda items?
No, no registrations.
Okay. All right. So we're now going into the agenda items. The first item is MM23/21, which is the Mayoral Minute for the response to the Environmental Planning and Assessment Amendment Infrastructure Contributions. I Leslie, just before you popped on, just for the record, I advised Michelle of those changes, so you could probably see those on the screen now. So we took out part four, which was the funding component, and we added in part three, support local government, New South Wales, SS Rock, and the City of Sydney. Any other questions?
Not questions, Mr. Mayor, but as we discussed just prior to the meeting, there could be opportunity to use SS Rock through engagement with SS Rock and your role as its president to formulate an online petition.
Yep, so that's noted, and I will discuss that with the general manager. So I'll put the minute, all those in favour. Those against, I declare it carried. The next item, councillors, is a mayoral minute you may have received via email, which is 24/21, which is the Heritage Investigation, Cooper Street, Stratfield. Is there any questions? No questions, I'll put the minute, all those in favour.
So just throw you, Mr. Mayor, just with the timing, what sort of time frame are we thinking that will be?
I'm not sure. I'll hand over to the general manager because we sort of discussed this, but I think they've just got to take on an investigation, because I think that the request was more so listing heritage items, because there's a conservation area across the road. So I think we're just going to get some advice from our heritage advisors, whether the items warrant a heritage listing, or whether, I don't know if you can do an interim heritage order as a conservation area rather than an individual listing. I'm not sure. So they're the things we've got to look at. And then obviously we've got to, I know in the past, there's been advice that we can't just try to list a property as a heritage item because we're in court. It usually gets thrown out. So that's why we've just got to get some advice. But I think the first step is getting our heritage advisors to go and actually have a look and assess the properties and say, yes, there's merit here or there isn't. And then we advise the residents, and then we look at whether we can implement a conservation area, secondly, and then thirdly, we need to also talk to our lawyers who are representing us in court, because we don't want to do anything that sort of looks like it's weakening our case in the court as well. Did you want to add anything, Tomasa?
Just in terms of timing, the intent was to try to ascertain the feasibility of it, because all we've got is some feedback from residents. Seek legal advice, and the intent will be to bring something back to the next council meeting in September.
Yeah, that was the aim. Any other questions? Okay, we'll put them in. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Councillor Dixit, I can't see you, so if I'm saying unanimous, I'm assuming, so just speak up. That's okay if you don't want to have your camera on, but just speak up in case, if you're voting against something, just for the record, that's all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks. Next item is general business, which is 58/21, which is COVID-19 emergency administrative provisions. Is there any questions?
Yeah, I've got a few questions.
Yep.
Just through you to the general manager, on the first one, I've got about three questions.
Yeah, that's okay.
On page 7, it says raise from $1 million to $3 million. Can I just get some understanding about the necessity to do that when we are actually still meeting, because we're meeting online? Why that delegation to be basically doubled and plus?
Yep, Tomasa.
Yes, Councillor, through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, the report mirrors pretty much what we had last year, and the intent of that particular provision in relation to procurement was, in the event of particular purchases that would have to happen in between meetings, of an emergency nature or that happened in between meetings, just to allow us to do that. We haven't used it, of course, in the last 12 months, and it's unlikely we will use it, but it was just to provide greater flexibility.
Tomaso, is there any, is or is there any foreseeable issue of just leaving that part at 1 mil, considering we are still meeting? If we need to come back and obviously something happens and there's an emergency, we can always reinstate that. But just from a public perception point of view, while we are still meeting.
Yeah. The only other point I'd like to highlight is that these arrangements would also support us and cover the period between the election days and the first available council meeting.
Should we put a time frame on that to then be that part can kick in when we're in caretaker?
Yeah, we can. I think we can put a window or a bracket.
I think I understand the intention was to have it there when we go into caretaker. So rather than bring back a report again.
Yes.
So maybe we just put a time frame that part kicks in when we go into caretaker, which is what you were intending, I think, to achieve.
Yeah.
Councillor, is there anything else?
Oh, yes. Through you, Mr. Mayor, just with part on page 8, 2C, what does temporary modified hours of service in a council service area, what would that look like?
Tomasa?
And I've got one more question.
Yep.
That is, for example, closure or modification of services, calls we've made on, we might have to make, for example, on our EAC or library hours or access to community hub in the event that in the next few months we can open facilities. Just to give us the opportunity to be flexible around the provisional service.
Okay, so at the moment you don't have the powers to modify the outside of the emergency powers, just clarification, you don't actually have the powers to modify ours, or do you already have that power?
To completely modify the provisional some services, probably not. We obviously follow public health orders at this stage. But should we make different strategic decisions once the restrictions lift, probably be in the interest of transparency to have it listed here as something that I can do.
Can you give us an example of where you would use it, Tomaso, just for councillors and myself to get a better understanding?
The couple of examples in relation to public facing services. But also, what we did last year was reallocating certain resources from particular services such as the pool to operations services or cleaning services or COVID marshal functions, for example. Probably these are the ones that come to mind.
Okay. And the other question.
And the last one is just with that, it's on page 8, the emergency provisions from 1 to 4 until the 28th of February. I can understand that, but I'm just concerned that's past our use by date. So we're kind of giving that to, if the does go ahead on the 4th of December, we're giving that to the new council. I'm wondering if we can say until the first meeting of the new council.
I think
give them the power to do it.
I think, yeah, that date is just
a filler.
The safest net to throw in relation to, we will most definitely have a meeting in February. The date is yet to be determined. We'll probably come up with a few options at the October November council meeting. I think that the 28th of Feb will be probably just the extreme length of it as a possibility, but we can certainly modify the wording to say until the first council meeting of the new term.
If if that can be accepted by the mover.
I would suggest that we add, instead of the first meeting of the council meeting, because technically it could mean you don't have a meeting until March or April, then I would probably suggest the first meeting of the council meeting in February 2022. I think because then that shows that there's an expectation we've got to have a meeting in February.
Well, they've got to have a meeting in December anyway to endorse everyone, don't they?
No.
It doesn't necessarily need to be a meeting. It can be an informal affair with me and, a morning tea.
Oh, really? Okay. But don't you want to get a new deputy and all that, Ruba? Sorry, this is off topic. But
that will be at the first council meeting.
So I think because of the timing, Tommaso's been doing some work and obviously he's had some discussions with myself as well. Because it doesn't get declared until the 21st of December. So it's going to be hard to have a meeting between the 21st and New Year's. January is pretty much written off. And I think we were looking at possibly the second week of February. Which is probably, but doesn't mean they can't, it just might not mean we have a council meeting, but it doesn't mean we might not have another meeting in between, that's all. So.
This is a safety net, councillors, just to cover some operational requirements we might have between now and the elections and then following the elections until the first meeting.
Well, I think the main emergency powers is relating to COVID between now and the election.
Yeah.
And then obviously this is sort of trying to do two things in the one report, then obviously having the delegations for that period when the GM's in caretaker up until the first council meeting. So how about we have some minor changes to the recommendation, Michelle, if you're listening. So the recommendation that the contingency arrangement for decision-making outside of council meetings of the elected council be reinstated until the first meeting in February 2022. Because we haven't set a date yet, so it might be the 15th rather than the 28th. And that the first part of the recommendation, the expenditure authorization limit of the first of $1 million exercised by the general manager under the Billwood Council tendering policy be raised to $3 million during the caretaker period. Does that sound right, Tommaso?
I might ask Tania to just confirm if we should add anything. I would probably say during the caretaker period between the November 2021 council meeting and the first available the first official ordinary council meeting in 2022. Yep. Just to be spell it out, but I think it's just it's obvious.
Yep. Councillor's happy with that. Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor, just through you, I just need to ask, just extending the same question, that changing from 1 million to 3 million, is it some based on some guesstimation or something by the general manager or, or the...
Look, generally, it's very quick. We usually quickly get up to $1 million. That's the reality. Lately, all of our projects have been in excess of that figure. We were probably thinking about some of the big projects that we've presented to you last week that obviously are all in excess of that amount. Should we have to commit or sign anything in between now and that point in time, probably give us a little bit of a greater flexibility.
Any other questions? Do I have a mover? Moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Fernow-Cook. The motion, all those speakers for?
All good.
Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried unanimously. Thanks, Councillor. Next item is 61/21, which I think is sort of a housekeeping one, which has remained the same. Is that right, Tomasa? Any questions, councillors?
That is correct, Mr.
By Councillor Crichton. Seconded by Councillor Chan. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 19/21, which is the answers to questions without notice, which an information item. Any questions on the questions without notice? And we've got to go into item.
I sent two in. Do you want me to read them out? Or when we come back?
I don't believe we are on questions without notice. Yeah, just bear with me. No, I was just asking if there are questions regarding the answers to questions.
Oh, okay.
The other ones you have to lodge via email, I think your question.
Yeah, done so.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I believe you may have overlooked the investment report.
Oh, sorry, I did. 62/21.
It's a small matter.
Questions. Questions. Moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Chan. Put the motion. Any speakers for or against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now, do I have a motion to go into closed session? Removed by Councillor Furneaux-Cook, seconded by Councillor Chan, that we go into closed session to the exclusion of the press and public in accordance with Section 10A2C of the Local Government Act 1993, as the matter involves information that would, if disclosed, confer a commercial advantage on a person with whom the council is conducting or proposes to conduct business. Is there any objections? This is for item 59/21. Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now, I think we have to stop recording. I might just get the general manager to read the resolution, please.
Yes, Michelle, if you can leave it there because I don't have it in front of me. So in relation to the Legacy Fund report, Council 99/21, the council resolved to acknowledge the contents of this report and agrees to the removal of the Burwood Urban Park and Cultural Centre from the Public Spaces Legacy Funding Program. Two, that if accepted by the New South Wales Government, council allocate funding under the Public Spaces Legacy Funding Program to Enfield Village Revitalisation, Grand Park and Burwood Park projects. Three, the council authorised the general manager to commence community consultation on the Grand Park project based on the current concept design and to make further amendment to the design based upon that feedback. Four, the council authorised the general manager to prepare a concept design for the Burwood Park project as outlined in this report, commence community consultation and allow further amendments to the design based upon that feedback. And five, that the general manager provide a further report to council outlining community feedback on the Grand Park and Burwood Park projects, present final concept designs and project details prior to proceeding with delivery.
That was by Councillor, I think you might just have to say that as well. By Councillor Crichton, I think, and seconded by, moved by Councillor Manor and seconded by Councillor Crichton. Was that correct?
Yes. That's right.
Was that correct, Michelle, in the minutes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. There being no further business, I would declare the meeting closed. 38 minutes past six.